This WYXR archive is brought to you by CoBuzz, the high-res streaming service that's independently owned with the focus on human curation. 1 month free at QOBUZ.com/WYXR.
Ninguém vai lhe acreditar. Não convém você fingir e com mentiras enganar. Assim só vai chorar.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is Joe Restivo, and I'm listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
You are listening to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in to Sonosphere this Monday. My name is Amy, and me and my co-host Jenny are mostly here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. It's just me in the studio, but I have a guest in the studio today. I have Haley Mosentine with me today, and Haley, welcome to WYXR.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. So Haley has went to the University of Memphis for music, I believe, and you've stuck around. So tell us about like where you came from and how you got into music and what brought you here to Memphis.
Sure. Okay. So I don't know. Music has been integrated throughout my entire life, really. My parents informed me that when I was in the womb, they were playing a mixture of Frank Sinatra and The Cure to my mom's belly. So
good combo.
Right? That's what I think, too. But I don't know. Ever since I was probably 3 or 4, my dad and I did piano lessons together, and just throughout like adolescence, we slowly started adding more and more instruments to the list. We did like piano, and then I got a ukulele, and then my first acoustic guitar, but didn't touch until I was 17. Picked up violin and did that competitively for a few years, and then really just fell back into writing in the middle of high school. Mm-hmm. And acoustic guitar. And as far as coming to Memphis, I was looking at options for school for pursuing music business and having sort of like a commercial focus in the music industry, because previously I had only really focused on classical. Mm-hmm. At least for, you know, like taking anything seriously, like doing competitive violin, that was like the classical aspect, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I was looking at options, and Memphis seemed like the most affordable, but also like very accessible, and the opportunities were stacked.
Yeah.
Just the university's incredible. They just built the new Shite Performing Family Arts Center.
Yes.
I butchered that. I'm so sorry.
No, we know what you're talking about.
SFPAC. That's, I know the acronym really well, because we all just call it SFPAC. Yeah. At school.
Okay.
And I still have one more year left.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I'm still in school, but I'm a music industry major with a business concentration.
Okay. And we share a city. I was born in Beaumont, Texas, outside of Houston.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my gosh. Which hospital?
I don't know. It was in Orange. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. That's crazy.
I only lived there till I was like 6, but I do.
You're
one
so
of the
lucky.
Things I remember. Well, I was going to say, one of the things I remember, the oil rigs off of the coast. I mean, it
yeah.
wasn't a beautiful beach at all, but.
No, not at all.
But we had like crazy crawfish boils and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
It was more Cajun and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And kind of Louisiana. And you also have a Louisiana background too. So I
yes.
feel like, you know, that kind of Memphis always has had that kind of sister feeling city with New Orleans to me for some reason.
100%.
Because we're just right down the river, you know?
Yes. And I remember when my family and I, we toured Memphis for the first time, they were like, this feels so homey. Like
right.
you grew up on the Mississippi River and now you're going to school like on the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely feel like that it all circled back.
So
sure.
yeah, so now you are at the Easley McCain recording studios. You're
yes,
interning there.
I am.
We actually had Matt Qualls on the show a couple years ago. I don't remember.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So tell me about how you got that and how's that going.
Yeah, sure. So almost a year ago, one of my best friends and my roommate, and she's actually in this room right now, Emma, she introduced me to Matt Qualls because she was interning there briefly, and she was like, I know somebody that you need to meet. And I was like, okay, well, if I can tag along, bring me. And she brought me to Easley McCain, And the first time, like, I opened the door and I was just in awe of everything in front of me. Like, it's so colorful and artistic and historic, everything in there. And I told Matt this. I was like, every time I walk into Easley, it feels like I'm walking into a big bear hug. Like, yeah. It's just a really great space. And Matt and I really hit it off. And I told him that I wanted to record my debut album. And he was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get you in. And I was like, well, I can't afford to do this, like, for real. And he told me that we could work things out. And mm-hmm. I did a lot of intern hours for him as sort of the compensation for helping me record. And I also paid him, but we also like sort traded a little bit. So I got to intern with him throughout that process, and I'm still interning after that as well, which has been so great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will be there as long as he'll have me.
Well, speaking of the debut album, it just came out on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
It did.
That's really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's it feel so far?
It's felt really great. I adore Memphis, truly. The people that I have had in my circle for the past, like, year, 2 years, 3 years, ever since I moved here, they really just came full swing to help support me with this. And it was a very overwhelming feeling of love.
Yeah.
And I was a little like, this isn't real. This isn't actually happening to me right now, because this is like the best weekend I've had of my whole life.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's been great.
Okay, well, let's take it into Monday, and you're gonna play something live here.
Yeah.
So as you get that ready, let's play something from the album first.
Yeah.
Gunslinger.
Yeah, let's do it. Gunslinger is a great one.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play Gunslinger here by Haley Mosentine. So stay tuned to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7.
Pushed together by the fates in the swampy, stony, and mean. He was gorgeous and broad. So good on paper.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. If you're just joining us, my name is Amy, and I have a guest in the studio today. Haley Mosentine is here, and we just heard the song after a song on her debut album. The song is Gunslinger. And tell us a little bit about this tune.
So Gunslinger was written in inspiration to a flamenco piece mm-hmm. that was sent to me by my friend Langston that him and some of his buddies had written. They were like, or he sent me it and it was titled Gunslinger. It sounds completely different than the song you just heard, but I loved the vibes of it and I love the name, like, of just Gunslinger. It triggered something in my head. So I was in songwriting class at the time and just decided to use that word and the inspiration from the flamenco demo and decided to write a completely different song mm-hmm. for my songwriting class. And I played it for Langston and I was like, what do you think? He goes, well, now I can't release my flamenco piece, but it sounds great. He's like, the word is yours now. And I was like, okay, are you sure? And he was like, I'm sure. It's a good song. And I was like, okay. So it's kind of fictional for the most part. It's definitely inspired by, you know, some interesting characters I've met and had in my life. And Missing You is also kind of inspired by some similar characters as Gunslinger.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be the next song I'm playing.
Yeah, so we're going to hear some live music now. So tell us about that.
Sure. So Missing You was one of the first songs that I like recorded or wrote as I was recording it. I started making home demos mm-hmm. and I was, you know, kind of like in a pity party about some boy. And so I wrote this song, and as I was like working through the background vocals while making the demo, I was just like, oh my God, I love this so much. Like, this is everything to me. And I don't know, it's always just kind of like had a very soft spot in my heart ever since. But yeah, I'm excited to get to play it. I was originally never gonna play this live, but then Rooney Salem gave me the wonderful idea of dropping it like half key or full key just while I'm playing it live to like feel more comfortable. And I was like, wait, that's genius. I can't believe I've never tried that with this song. And so yeah, I guess we're gonna try it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, well, thanks for playing it on here. So let's
absolutely,
let's get it go. What's it called again?
Missing you
right here,
letter U. All right, am I good to go? Okay.
Still sky the other day. He was tall and some kind. We fell deeply right away. I thought he was Mr. Perfectly Mine. But
yes, that's wonderful. That's a beautiful song. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Yes,
so is that song also going to be on the new album?
It is. It's okay. Right after Gunslinger.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And it's actually funny because we recorded like a whole set of vocals in the studio, and like a week before I was going to submit it to distribution, I was listening to the master that Matt sent me, and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this. And he was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, is it possible if we used the vocals that I recorded in my bedroom on this demo a year ago? and keep in mind, we changed the tempo, we changed the key, we changed so many things in the studio version of it. Mm-hmm. And so using the old vocals was like a bit of a challenge, but Matt Qualls is magical. And so he like made it happen. And I am very happy with the way it sounds on the album. I'm really glad I got to keep the like genuine original things that came out of my mouth.
Like, the way that you wanted it to sound too.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the studio version sounded great, but I think I was a little too in my head when I was recording the vocals, and when I was in my room writing it and recording it, it was just like completely unfiltered, mm-hmm. and yeah, it just felt the best.
Yeah,
at the end,
that's cool. Who did the album art?
So that is my friend Sarah Moran. Is it Moran? Yeah, Sarah Moran. Also introduced to me by my roommate. But she did also the cover for Antithesis. Was like my first project release.
Okay.
And so she did both of those covers. And I also had help with Mickey, and I cannot for the life of me pronounce her last name. It's like Thwardson or something like that. I'm awful. But she helped me with the back cover of the mm-hmm. album for the physical media.
Oh, cool.
And it is so seamless and so cool. I love it.
Yeah, I was like, it's a deer with like something on its, like a flash on
its
head.
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a me personality wise.
So where can we find who released it, who distributed it? I mean,
what do you mean,
like who is it self like released, so
technically
you're distributing? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Technically yes. I use United Masters, but most people don't know what that is unless you're like an artist and you're having to put out your music, and people will be familiar with like DistroKid and other distributors of this sort. United Masters is just one of those.
Okay, so we can find it on anywhere you can
anywhere
find it.
Anywhere possible. United Masters is great about having it up on everywhere. So it should be out on YouTube and Apple Music and Spotify and Pandora and Tidal and all that jazz.
All the things. All right, very cool. Well, check that out. Haley Mosentine's latest album. What's the album name?
It's called Vicious Cycle.
Vicious Cycle. Let's hear one more from the album, and then we can come back and we'll talk with Haley a little more about sort of some of the compilation or the collaborations you've been doing with like Bitch Bops and it. Let's hear Truth.
Yes.
Up next. So stay tuned to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7.
Could I imagine this? Such fragility to end with a single touch. Did you hesitate to think for a moment of the root of all of this? You decimate all my understanding with your forward effect. Project as you see fit. Project as you see. Never did I want to hurt you. You did so many times that I stayed by your side. Did no good for my virtue. You made me fall in love, but I was never enough. Just a space holder entertaining. It's all. Separate ways.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And we are on the web at WYXR.org. We are a nonprofit community radio station. You can go to WYXR.org/donate to become a member of the station and just support the station in any way you can. That would be awesome. Keep us on the air. And my name is Amy. I'm here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you're just tuning in today, we have special guest Haley Mosentine. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Amy.
And we heard a couple of songs from her debut album, Vicious Cycle. We heard Gunslinger earlier on, and we heard Truth that started out that last set. And then we just heard some Captain of None from Colleen. So tell us a little bit about Truth and the song and then I guess, you know, how you approach your writing.
Yeah. So Truth was written after I had a pretty intense falling out with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And we had a very, like, interesting, tumultuous relationship. And then when we broke up and I moved away, we still were friends for a while. But then it kind of just, like, all tumbled and went downhill because distance does that.
Yeah.
And I woke up on New Year's Day at like 9 a.m. to about a like 6-page text message of her telling me like never speak to me again. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy, because like I, you know, there's a lot more to be said. And you know, for me, I've done this several times. In fact, Missing You is also sort of like this same scenario where I use my song as sort of like a final goodbye or like a message, just because, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear what you have to say, but you still have to say it for peace of mind and to help yourself heal and grow. And so that was what Truth was to me, for sure. I think I wrote that within the week of that text message being sent. And you know, it's a pretty cool thing to be able to use writing as a form of therapy. Anytime that I'm really struggling with just like all of the emotions I'm dealing with, I normally will just sit down, pick up a guitar, come up with something, and just like on the guitar, and then just sort of like let the words gush out.
Yeah.
And that has always kind of just been the way I do it. And it's never the same, especially since I've started writing with other people and started like spreading out and collaborating with other musicians in Memphis. You know, I've learned that writing is very different for everyone. But for me, I think that, you know, brutal, unfiltered honesty and, you know, me just being completely true to myself is the only way that I've felt that a song has any, like, decentness to it. At least when it's me writing it.
Yeah.
So I've tried to be like super poetic and stuff like that. And it just doesn't feel as genuine as me just like writing in a moment of crazy duress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And it kind of it provides that sort of cathartic.
Yeah.
You know, getting something out.
100%.
Yeah, which you can feel. That's part of, you know, the songs like these that are very, you know, the feeling is there and you can really feel it, and it kind of helps bring it out, you know.
Yeah. Well, her name is written out in the chorus of Truth. So if anyone's feeling like doing some investigative work, it's there. I have dropped the biggest, fattest Easter egg, and I'm not going to reveal any more than that.
All right,
I'm gonna leave
it up to get. You got to get the album.
I got to let them find the truth for themselves. See what I did there?
Yeah, yeah. So did you have time for one more live song?
I would love to.
Okay, so.
Absolutely.
We're going to do one more live here with Haley. We've got DJ Larry coming up next in the studio here. So we're a big WYXR happy family. So what song are we going to hear now?
This is Fiction.
All right. Stay tuned.
Okay. Fiction was written a long time ago. And it was one of two songs that I released as my first release. So excited to play this one for y'all. Me and this song go way back.
I've done my time on my own.
Thanks. Fiction by Haley Mosentine live here at WYXR 91.7.
Woo.
Yes. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Amy. This has been so fun.
Yeah. I've had a blast, too. So we were talking a little bit about some of the other musicians that you had on your record. Again, Vicious Cycle, Haley Mosentine. It was out on Saturday. You can get it. But there was a lot of great musicians that were also your friends. And
yes.
So tell us about
yes, that. I had a stacked cast on this album. So for violin, I had two incredible players, Langston Suggs, who is a dear, dear friend of mine and has been playing my personal violin for about a year now. So he did violin for Truth, which meant a lot to me. The horns on Truth were also done by Oliver Buckley, mm-hmm. who did horns for the entire album. He's incredible. The other violinist, backtracking a little, was Krista Roten, who is incredible. She's friends with Matt Coles, and mm-hmm. he recommended her, and she did an outstanding job with Gunslinger and Weatherstone. So very grateful for her. Drums were done primarily by John Gaines, but also Matt Qualls jumped up behind the kit a few times
nice.
And helped me out with a few songs last minute. Who knew he was a go-to drummer?
Well,
and on top of everything else he's incredible at. But we had that for drums. Miss Natasha Ariel Bupp, she helped me with background vocals and the Wurlitzer and emotional support and recording engineering throughout the entire album. It was just like basically my rock in the studio. So very grateful for Miss Natasha. And then Matt did a lot as well for background or for electric guitar and whatnot. Hank Fleming, my mm-hmm. bassist. Incredible, incredible guy. He is like one of the best bassists in Memphis, as well as Miss Bella Fransden, who played with me on my show on Saturday.
Oh,
she's outstanding. Wasn't on the record, but did help me play some
great
live stuff. So I'm very grateful for her. Definitely warrants a shout out
cool.
as well. But yeah, I fear I'm like missing people. I have to let me like check my Instagram really quickly and like make sure I'm not forgetting anyone because it would kill me. I have to shout out Jake Kindly for recording Antithesis for me, my first project, because I wouldn't be where I'm at without him doing that initial kick off the ground. Okay, wait, I got everyone.
Nice.
I didn't forget anyone. Okay, yay. So well, that was everyone.
That's awesome. So as we wrap up, I want to hear a little bit about Off the Record and what do y'all have coming up that you can shout out?
Well, Ashley is always cooking up something. She has been an extraordinary help. She kind of just works with a bunch of female artists and femme artists in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really lucky to meet her through Matt at Easley and help her and Rachel do a few events for Off the Record,
mm-hmm.
Just helping femme artists and female artists in Memphis feel more comfortable getting into the music industry, especially in Memphis. It's, you know, the least cutthroat city to be in for this industry. Like, it's been nothing but supportive. And so I think Ashley is a huge testament of that.
Yeah.
You know, all she does is uplift and bring people together. And so I'm not quite sure what we're doing next.
Okay.
But I am 100% willing and there for it.
Okay. Well, what you're referring to, Off the Record, is a series, educational series, with Bitch Bops and Qualls at Easley.
Yes.
So check that out. Probably find it online. And then do you have any shows coming up that you want to shout out?
I am going to Alaska in a few days. So I have not really had the opportunity to navigate any of that, but I do want to tease an end of summer show. It's going to be an all female femme set, acoustic sunset
nice.
Set in Emma and I's home, and we're gonna have some really cool artists like Rooney Salem and Imani
Fun.
And Natasha and me and maybe Zoe Dominguez if she's so willing because we love her.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be planning that out towards the end of the summer. So
follow
be
you
on the lookout.
On Instagram. What's
yes.
your handle if you want to shout out?
It is Haley Mosentine on everything. Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, TikTok, everything. It's just H-A-L-E-Y, the simple Haley, and then M-O-S-E-N-T-E-E-N.
Just how it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
Well, Haley, this has been great. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We are out of time, but I just loved having you on today.
Thank you so much.
And to your friends. I mean, it's just been a great time. So thank you so much. And stay tuned to DJ Larry coming up next right here on WYXR.
Thank y'all.
91.7.
Testino says the new board used its first vote at its first meeting on Thursday to set a one-year term for chair and its second vote to select Orgel.
This is the second time Orgel has made the quick leadership rise from appointment to a Memphis school board to chair of the body. Orgel was last appointed to a Memphis school board in 2011 by the Shelby County Commission, ahead of the merger and demerger of Memphis City Schools and Shelby County Schools. Orgel said Thursday that he promises to work as hard as he can and, quote, do the best job for the children of Shelby County. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.